It's day 9 of the February 2015 Audio Challenge event, and today's topic is judgment. Have you in the past been judged, and or have you judged and possibly judged wrongly? And I know that some people's take on this has been that we judge throughout the day, through our lives, every day of our lives, and that's true to an extent, but I'm wondering if judgment is a correct term to be used. Sometimes it's just down to observations and impressions, sometimes first impressions that we may come across during our day. Someone may be here on the television or on the radio saying something, and we judge one way or another that person. We judge they're not a nice person, or we judge they are a nice person. But I don't think that's the judgment that we should really be talking about, because it really means then, in that case, that everything that we observe and have an impression of during the day is a judgment. And I think, and I haven't looked at the Oxford Dictionary meaning behind the word judgment, I imagine it's quite diverse. I think that judgment is more to do with when we, something more serious in our lives, something that is not an observation or just an initial impression, but something that is more important, a judgment, in other words. Judgmental is a great word. If you're being judgmental, I would say that that is more aptly the word to use, because if we use the word judgment, we could use that in many, many aspects. Because from the moment we awake in the morning, we are judging, we are making judgments, and that can mean sight, sound, or anything. You may judge that something's a certain distance away from you, or that sound, you're judging that sound's coming from, for example, a fire engine or an ambulance. They're not judgments. They're all things in life that are commonplace, that are part of our days, and are really impressions of certain aspects of our life. It's difficult to nail this down, but being judgmental is entirely different, because that to me implies something more serious than the simple judgment side of things. I don't think I'd like to mention anything that happened in my past life that I was judged severely on, or that I judged severely on, and then found out that I was wrong. Or I suppose we all think when someone judges us to a serious aspect that they have done us harm because they have misjudged us, but then that is their judgment. And to complicate things, would it be right to say that my judgment is that they misjudged me? So you can see where it can become a wee bit silly. But being judgmental is to me a serious aspect, or a more serious way of putting things. All I'd like to say on the subject is, one of my pet hates, because I judge, of course I do, I'm human, you can't help it, and I am judgmental, of course I am. I would never deny that, because I would be a saint if I wasn't judgmental, at least sometimes during my days. But what I don't like is when people judge all too soon and all too severely. And one can do that within yourself. You can make that severe judgment and be judgmental. But if you keep that to yourself, no one else knows about that, and you've done no harm. To me, the harm comes when you are being judgmental and you voice that to others. You have then openly declared your judgment on that person or that article or whatever. And I mean, I'm using the word articles wrong, because being judgmental on article causes no harm, even if you do voice it. But being judgmental about other human beings and voicing that, that's where the harm comes in. Because you've openly declared your thoughts, your inner judgment of that person. You declared it and being judgmental in public, whether it's just to your spouse or partner or whatever, or to a group of people, it doesn't matter. You've openly declared that and voiced it out. And then by doing that, you can influence others. And at the end of the day, it's only your own judgmental thoughts, as it were. And what I can't stand is people who judge far too quickly and then declare that openly. I've heard it many a time, people saying, "I don't like him." "Why don't you like him?" "I don't know, there's just something about him or her." Or something you heard, "I heard that they did this or heard they did that." You're being entirely judgmental and you have no idea what that person is. It's different if you know the person and you know that they are that person that you're judging wrongly. It's different in that case because you have knowledge of them. You have knowledge of who they are, how they are, what they are. But when people are entirely judgmental, openly judgmental, I have to emphasise that, then that's entirely wrong, because you don't know the facts, you don't know really who that person is. You can't say, "Well, my first impression is that they're a bad person," or whatever, or "I won't give them the job because of how I feel they are." If you don't know who they are and you don't know what they are and how they are, it's a sad thing to be so judgmental, isn't it? You know, we should be able to stand back, give people a chance, possibly get to know them. If that is the case, you can. It may be a passing stranger, and you'll never meet in your life again. So you feel free to be judgmental because it doesn't matter, you know, because probably won't see them ever again. You're on a cruise ship and never see them again. They're getting off at the next stop. I can say what I like about them, you know, but you don't know them. And as I said, it's fine if you keep that inwardly, to keep that to yourself, because there is no harm done. It's like having sinful thoughts or thoughts of viciousness. As long as you stay within your head, you've done no harm whatsoever to anyone. But openly declaring your judgmental thoughts to me, and all too soon, far too quickly, without knowledge of the person you're being judgmental about, is wrong. I believe in giving people a chance. You may not like them at first, but at least, hey, keep it to yourself until you get to know them. If there is a chance to get to know them, keep it to yourself until you really do. It doesn't mean to excuse the fact that 6 months down the line, once you know them better, that you don't voice your judgmental opinion openly, because now you know them. Yeah, you know, 6 months ago, I thought that person was a nasty piece of work, but I gave him a chance and I said nothing. 6 months now, I know he's a nasty piece of work, so I'm going to tell you about it. Well, okay, that's entirely different, because you have knowledge then, and it's more than a collation, if you like, of facts and impressions and views that's bundled into your judgmental thought. It's a difficult one to answer directly, but that's the way I see it anyway, rather than the everyday be judgments we make through life. I judge that buttered toast is going to land face down when it hits the deck. Yeah, something like that, anyway. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.